Nabil, episode 30. You've now got an episode for every day of a month, but only if that month is April, June, September, or November.
Yes.
No other months.
That's an interesting fact, Ben. Hello. I don't know. You caught me off guard with that, and I didn't really.
I really did. I could hear you. Really, I could hear you thinking. I could hear the brain moving.
Yeah. Good.
The muscles convulsing, or whatever muscles do. I don't know what muscles do.
They wank each other off. Sorry.
Lee. Adam's not here this week to lead you astray. So don't play up to that.
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry.
What's this chant you wanted to do?
Oh, are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
This will be a better intro, mate.
Go on.
I know I am, I'm sure I am, I'm ready to die for my country. There's no better way to die than fighting for Britain. There's no better way to die than fighting Russia. There we go. We're going to war with Russia. I just thought I'd address that with a EDL-esque chant.
That's very political of you, Lee. Next thing we know, you'll be on Radio 4.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was hoping for.
Do you want to hear my impression of a Radio 4 continuity announcer?
Oh, go on then.
Next up on Radio 4, Cornelius the Third Fidget Spinner will be doing a documentary on how the Prussian forces entered Iceland in the 3rd BC. And later, it's the news.
Beautiful. And then
it's quite accurate, isn't it?
And then if it's in the evening, it's next up on Radio 4, you. We have just a minute with Julian Cleary and some of. I was trying to do Arthur Smith's voice.
Those are the fun Friday ones, though. Like, they're not like your weeknight boring people.
Well, no, but still, you know.
They're your Friday night. It's comedy. Whereas the other ones are like. It's very serious. We're going to be a documentary about race tensions in the Middle East.
Brian is going to see what he can do to stop his lawnmower from malfunctioning next on The Archers.
I really can't get this lawnmower to start.
What are you doing, Brian? What are you playing at? You're meant to change the gasket.
Let me put in some oil. Glug, 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 glug. Order, order. We bring the town hall meeting together.
Oh, what's he playing at? Not another one.
Sorry I'm late. He ran up that hill to get here on time.
The chickens aren't pumping out as many eggs as they used to, I tell you. My business is going to be dead within a fortnight at this rate.
I'm the posh local person who owns all of the farms.
Hello, Mr. Shirty Shirty Pants Pants. What's you...
I'm a Tory and I like horse racing.
No, you're not racing finger bottom basher again.
I'm a stereotype of every country person.
Oh, that was fun. I enjoyed that.
And scene. Yeah, it's like we've listened to every episode ever.
It is.
Oh, that was fun.
That was good.
Have you had a fun week, Lee?
Not a bad week. I wouldn't say fun. Mm. Fun's like pushing the boat out a bit, but I've had some,
fun's like out of 10. Fun's like if you went to Barbados with your mates and you had a bit too much red wine.
Barbados with your mates.
Had a bit too much red wine and you bumped into Billy Ocean.
Bumped into who?
Billy Ocean.
Oh, Billy Ocean. Yeah.
Mm. Or Billy Emotion, as I like to call them.
Nice. Yeah, no, I'd say that would be quite fun.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that.
But your week, not same level.
No. Didn't touch red wine. Didn't bump into Billy Ocean. Nowhere near Barbados.
You did go to the pub, though.
I did go to the pub.
I saw your hungover tweet the next day. You're such a millennial. Not going to lie. Feeling a bit hungover?
See, I'm just feeling a bit... Well, I wasn't too hungover. It was just there was a wisp in the air.
You're being melodramatic for Twitter's sake.
No. It wasn't nearly that...
Giving the fans what they want. Yeah, fans don't want a healthy Lee. They want hungover Lee.
Exactly.
Hi, it's Ben here. I don't usually interrupt the podcast, but we massively changed the subject at this point, so I need to explain that we're now talking about Come Dine With Me on Channel 4. Enjoy.
Come Dine With Me is produced by ITV.
Yeah.
But it's on Channel 4 24/7.
It's on every version of Channel 4. E4,
More 4, yeah. Film 4, like...
To be fair, Come Dine With Me, the movie, was master shipping. Yeah.
Have you ever... By the way, I don't know if I've spoken to you about this. Have you ever seen the Come Dine With Me episode where a snake got brought out on the table as like a, oh, look at me, I own a snake. And then it did a shit, like a really big white shit.
No.
It's in like, you know, very occasionally they do those top 10, like at Christmas time, the top 10 Come Dine With Me moments. It's in every year, because like even in, like though that show's been on for like 15 years now, they haven't peaked that. That was their moment.
I remember the one where they brought food in through the serving hat, through the back door from like a local restaurant. That tends to be in those ones a lot.
Yeah.
I know two people that have been on Come Dine With Me. How many people
shut
do you
up.
Know?
None. My idea, though, if I was to do it, would be, and this is like really fucked up, but I think it would probably get me on the show, but I don't want to do Come Dine With Me. I would do Come Dine With Me to get four free meals.
You're not
going to
cook a human, are you?
No, that was my first idea, but my new idea, which is way better,
right?
Is I just put a load of pills on the table of things like vitamins, protein. Those like I'd put like a protein shake as the drink, and then a bunch of vitamins. I'd be like, this will fill you up. It will be healthy for you, but it will be a really boring dinner. So they would just have to sit there like eating like vitamin pills or like what other pills like protein? What other
omega-3?
What other things are there? Yeah, turmeric, those sort of things.
That's another one.
Yeah, and they just have to put it in their mouth and down water. I had that idea when I was about 15, and I've been proud of it since.
Yeah, no, that is a decent idea. I quite like it.
It would be funny, wouldn't it?
It would be, yes.
Plus, I think if I did it, I would have to like play a character where I just took it really seriously. So I'd probably wear like a roll neck and like wear all black and maybe sunglasses.
Wear like a proper muscly bodysuit under your clothes.
And I'd pretend that this is how I always eat.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Or maybe I'd pretend that I'm Scandinavian. I don't know. I don't know how far I'd take the character, but there would be a character. I wouldn't be Ben. I'd be
Neb.
Ben A. Neb, yeah, I could be Neb. That I promo the podcast. Like, well, when I do the podcast,
and then it's just me, like saying things that have wanked people off and stuff.
Plus, if I did that in like, yeah, if I did that in Cheltenham, it'd probably be some like real posh wanker who'd be like, I mean, he's just not taking it seriously. I mean, it's just not okay. It'd be like some 60-year-old white guy who'd get really angry, and then you'd have like a bunch of middle-aged women on there as well, and they'd all get really angry with me. And I'd just be... But at the end of the day, I'd be happy, because, yeah, I'm not going to win the £1,000, but realistically, I only had a 1 in 4 chance anyway, and I'm not that good at cook, so already my... Like, I've gone down. So the only reason I'm doing it is to get three free meals, or four, depending whether it's an hour special or a five-night broadcast.
Yeah, fair enough. I think what I'll do is just make food for myself and make them all watch me eat.
That's really fucked up. Plus, you know, like, it would be funny. Your what? Like, mine, I don't know. I don't know, actually, no. We probably both got the same situation where it'd be funny for about 5 minutes. And then after 5 minutes, when they all go, I'm really hungry. Are you fucking kidding me? This is it. They would, like, really just kick off and it would stop being funny.
Yeah, but no, that's when it becomes funny. That's when the joke really gets its legs.
it would be really funny for us, and watching it back, the audience would love it. But yeah, exactly. The people on the show would hate it. You'd have to ride that wave for about 2 hours, but it'd be worth riding the wave.
It'd 100% be worth it.
Yeah. Did you ever see the episode where the guy kicked them out? I watched that live. It was outstanding.
Where he kicked them out?
So he reads out the results, and he was the last host on the last night, and he came third, and he went, "I'm sorry, but that's a fucking joke. Are you kidding me?"
Oh, yeah. He came third. Kick him out, and then he was just, he did.
He said, "No, I want you off my property now." And then they had to open the bottle of champagne on the driveway.
Wow.
He really kicked off. It was hilarious.
Some people, eh? What are they like? It's just a bit of fun meeting some people, having some scran.
Society, eh? I mean, it's a bit of a whole thing, a scientific experiment come down with me, isn't it? That's what reality shows are.
It is. It's like a 70s comedian joke. Where they start with, like, there was a black fella, a Pakistani, an Irishman, all walking to a bar. Like, those sort of jokes.
Yeah, they were all the people that said, did you hear the one about the guy that, and that's how they would always start a joke. And then after a while, a guy eventually went, I was doing this thing the other day, and he said, and everyone was like, comedy.
The evolution of jokes.
Yeah, Lee, I want to do something fun this week. I mean, we always do something fun, but...
Drinking episode, red wine in Barbados, meeting Billy Ocean fun?
Probably more going to Scarborough with Mark Wright fun.
That doesn't sound very fun to me. You can do that by yourself.
But you'd be drinking absinthe.
Oh!
Now we're talking.
I'm going to batter him in Scarborough. Just in Scarborough.
The night ends with a fist fight, bare knuckle fist fight.
And
Tops off. You punch him in the face, and he has a permanent scar next to his left eyebrow.
Beautiful.
Michelle Keegan loves him 5% less afterwards.
Oh. The other week I was watching Loose Women, and one of the articles was that Mark Wright had liked a woman's Instagram photo of her looking quite sexy, and that was the whole thing.
They got
15 minutes out of that.
Where's the saggy gentleman? That's the show I want to see.
Fucking hell. It's called Match of the Day, mate.
Oi, lads. So the fun thing I want to do is I have a canvas board in front of me. It's only a small one, and I've got some oil pastels, and I want you to name a person and I'll draw them.
Barry Scott from the Cillit Bang adverts. Hi, I'm Barry Scott.
Yes, I was thinking about him the other day.
I came up with a little continuously.
I was going to do a phone call, but then I was like, I don't really have enough material after this line. And the line is, hi, I'm Barry Scott. Bang. And my career's gone. And that was the only joke I had. And then I was like, well, I can't really do a whole phone call out of that.
He's, you know, he's an actor.
Yeah, I do.
It's an actor playing a character called Barry Scott like he's a famous person.
I just Googled him, and the second thing that came up was, Barry Scott dead.
I've missed it. You don't get that very often now. It used to be like the main thing when you Google someone.
Early social media was just death hoaxes, wasn't it? Jackie Chan's died about 5 times.
Yeah, everyone's Rowan Atkinson. Mr. Bean is dead!
When in reality, Mr. Bean has a new girlfriend who's pregnant, so he's now doing lots of work because he needs money.
Is that a legit thing?
Yeah, did you watch Crashing, the British one with Phoebe Waller-Bridge?
No.
Oh, well, the brunette girl in that, she's his new girlfriend, so she's only like late 20s, early 30s.
Oh, someone from my school is friends with his son.
Oh, really? Yeah, well... he's got a new, like, really young girlfriend, and then that's... So he did a Chinese movie last year playing Mr. Bean, And then he's now doing Johnny English 3, and he's planning to do a fourth.
Well, he's signed on to those deals for that ITV show, hasn't he? Is he doing, like, one a year or something?
Something like that, yeah. Basically, he needs money, because he's got a kid on the way. And I think his divorce cost him a lot of money.
Yeah, he must be in his late 50s.
60s, early 60s, I think.
Is he? Oh, my God.
Oh, and he did that drama on ITV, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what I mean. He signed on to doing those.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant...
He's done one for the last 2 years, and I think he's... I think I saw that he signed up for a few years to do one-offs.
Because they were thinking of doing another series of... what's it called? Mr. Bean Animated.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. They can easily do that all the time.
I mean, that's really cheap to do, and that was good.
Yeah, it was all right.
I was a kid, so I loved it.
Wasn't that the theme song, or am I making that up? It sounded very much like Steptoe & Son when I hummed it back.
No, it was a weird... I just remember one episode he went to go see the Titanic, and he saw the Queen about 5 times.
Oh, yeah, he saw the Queen, because it's mainly made for American people, so that helps them understand.
And the reason he's so popular worldwide is because it's, like, no language.
Yeah. Exactly. Brr. That's my... that was more of a Kenneth Williams impression, but...
Brr. Oh, here's the theme tune.
Oh, I was quite close.
You were very close.
Yeah, that's good. That was a nice little moment. Bit of actuality in the show for a change. Do you know what I mean?
5 points to Slytherin for Lee Wilkinson.
So, it's the 30th anniversary of the show, isn't it?
Yeah, 30th anniversary of the show.
30th anniversary of the show. And we've got a big show lined up, haven't we, Ben?
Yeah, we do. We're going to phone Saddam Hussein's sister-in-law, and she's going to tell us what she gets up to now.
yeah, she's going to do that. she still keeps her CDs in a rack.
I hate you so much.
I was very happy about that. That was off the cuff as well.
I could tell. That's why I really didn't...
yeah, we've got all sorts coming up. I'll give you some. So we've got a fire breather coming up. Scotty, he's an Asian fire breather called Bernie Tong. We have a Scottish contortionist, Willie Snappet, and we've got a scientist coming on later who is going to like clap two halves of a horse together to see if it makes the sound of a coconut.
Will it though? I mean, we'll find out.
I don't know. That was just I put that in there. That was a little Ken Dodd tribute. They were 3 of my favourite jokes by him, just reworded.
Okay,
there we go. That was nice.
Well done.
Thank you.
It's the 30th anniversary of the show. It's Nebiel 30!
That was good. Slick.
Yeah, slick. Slick, that's what it was.
Saturday night take.
Theme tune. Theme tune. Better than Anton Deck, that.
Exactly. Said to him, that's not what frozen peas are meant for.
No, because actually they're meant for putting on your ball sack when you've been hit by a football.
No, they're not. They're made for like for like putting on the side of roast dinners, or with like a toad in a hole, or maybe in some fried rice or something like that.
Don't put north south divide right there.
Very much is. Very much is. I'm very surprised at the uncouth attitude from a southerner.
Yeah, we only use vegetables for soothing body parts. I use parsnips when I've got a sore armpit.
I heard that you rub cauliflower against your nipples to stop them from being erect.
I was doing that this morning because it was really cold.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I did it when I got out of the shower. I was like... Then, you know, just soothe them. Natural remedies.
Natural remedies. Lovely stuff.
Must be a southern thing.
It must be. Should we start with vivid questions this week? We didn't do it last week.
Yes.
I don't think we've done it for a while.
Oh, we didn't, did we?
Let me have a look.
No, we didn't. When was the last time? I think it was because... Well, last week we had Adam, who was very funny. Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, cheers.
But yeah, that was the vibe we were going for, Adam.
Oh, actually, no, we still got a few of our features done now.
Sweet. Yeah, go. Let's do it. Vivid questions.
Right. If you could change one thing about the evening, what would it be?
I think I would have added more sea lions, because I thought that like one wasn't really enough. Like, it was enough to show that they're present, they exist, but I'm thinking 70.
70 sea lions?
Yeah. I want them to do more than balance things. I want them to maybe do an organised dance routine to a Little Mix song. Maybe play the tuba. That's always funny.
Yeah, no, that is quite funny, actually.
Mm. Maybe have a fight with a primary school child.
Lovely stuff. that was a good answer, Ben. Well done. Thank you. I enjoyed
Thanks.
That.
What was that originally from?
It was from a article in The Guardian where they made two people go on a blind date and then asked them the same questions after.
Oh, that's actually quite normal. Yeah. Right, I've got a letter while I'm getting on with my Barry Scott drawing.
Right.
So, you might remember last week, Natasha Bonaparte got in touch.
What was her name again? Sorry, I forgot.
Natasha Bonaparte.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And she said she wanted to go to Zante with you.
Yeah.
So, she's written back because you needed to know more about her before committing.
Yeah.
So... Here's the letter. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, please do. Yeah, thanks, yeah.
Hi, Lee. She's just ignoring me now.
Yeah. Most people do. Too deep. It's too true.
Just want to let you know about me. Kiss, kiss.
Oh.
I'm 22, love short walks on the beach, noon, not sunrise or sunset, brackets too early, too late, lol. Hitch is my favourite film. I like to spend my summer holidays. Spend my summer holidays inside in an air-conditioned room, looking out at the hotel pool. And I love a cocktail, as well as a cock. Sound good to you? Hope we'll have some fun in Zante. Kiss, kiss.
Nah.
Natasha Bonaparte. Or, as my friends call me, Natasha Bonaparte. I don't think you're a fan of her, are you?
No, I don't think I am. No, she's not for me, I'm afraid. Sorry. I'm going to have to...
She'll be gutted.
If it was on Graham Norton at the minute, I'd hit that button and she'd fall off the chair.
And you'd say, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck.
I'm friends with Mark Ruffalo now, and there's a comedian on Ed the Sofa, and I'm hit, or you'd be the comedian on the Ed the Sofa, but I hit big time, bitch.
I'm sat here, me... Dame Judi Dench, Mark Ruffalo, and one of the S Club 7 members. And
no, come on, it would be someone relevant.
It would.
And Rita Ora.
Yeah. How do you make a custard cream?
I don't know, Lee.
I don't
either.
How do
you make a custard cream?
That was a genuine question, sorry.
What we like. Sort of banter that's kept us going for 30 episodes.
Exactly. Also, can you believe that Russia killed Stephen Hawking?
No.
Can you believe that?
Well, I think someone who might be able to answer your question wants to talk to you now.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Bring, bring. Bring, bring. Bring, bring.
I think there's a draft in here.
Bring, bring.
Hello?
Bring. Hello.
Hello?
Is that Lee Wilkinson?
Yeah, it is. I think it's
Hello, I am... I'm Beast from the East.
Beast from the East.
Yes, I am back. Back again, motherfuckers.
Right.
Yeah, bringing some snow with me like a bad Russian I am.
Yeah, you are. You're like...
all part of my three-step plan to take over West, you know?
Yeah, you bloody commie.
First part of the plan, first infiltrate elections and kill people. That's what I'm doing at the moment, doing quite successfully, you know. Yeah. Russian bot, doing well, all good. Second point, I infiltrate the weather. I bring snow. You guys can't use trains, you can't use planes. You get sad, you get grumpy, and you get cold like little feeble British people.
That sounds about right.
And then the third step of the plan. Now, this is the clever part of the plan. You're going to like this part of the plan, yeah?
Oh, okay, this is the clever part, okay.
We bring over new public figures for you to enjoy, yeah?
Like who?
First, we give you superstar Russian rapper Kanye East.
Right.
He's known for big songs such as Iron Digger. No More Parties in Moscow. Harder, Better, Faster, Russia. Yes, it's like much like Kanye West, but he Kanye East, yeah?
Right, okay. Okay.
Then we bring over our brand of tuna. Now, this is clever. You have... you...
I know where this is. Sorry, carry on.
You have John East. John West. We have John East.
Right.
He got the fish that have vibranium in. All good, yo?
Yeah, very good.
And then finally, now you're gonna love this part super, super good.
Okay, okay.
We infiltrate your criminal system.
Okay.
We bring our own mass murderer. He's very successful here.
What is he called?
Fred East.
Has he got a wife?
Yes. They come as pair.
Like socks.
Yes, Fred East is very good at killing poor little innocent girls.
Okay.
So yeah, he's our three big superstars, Fred, John, and Kanye.
They're your superstars. are they Russian diplomats by any chance?
Yeah, but you won't expel them. No, because you will come to love them much like you have loved your own versions of these people.
Right, okay, so that's the point, you're getting it into the water, into the bloodstream,
yes,
if you like.
I mean, a bloodstream is probably more Fred's business, water is probably more John's business, you know?
fair play. What's Kanye's business?
Well, first he will start with music, and then he might get a little bit bored with that, so he'll probably go into fashion.
Fashion, right? An architecture.
He'll have a line called Yeezy Eastie.
Eastie.
And he'll do an album called Yeez East, and it will be about Russian Orthodox Christians.
Oh, nice.
Because instead of Jesus, he'll be Russian Orthodox. All good, yeah.
Does he have a? I'm trying to think. What would he? I've got a song for him. Do you think
I could submit it? He uses a wide range of producers, much like Kanye West.
Oh, right, okay. So it'll go like, I'm a Russian diplomat, and I have been since the day that I was born. And there's one thing they say about Russian diplomats is they'll exile you as soon as you poison someone. Do you think that would work?
Not quite catchy beat, you know.
Okay. Well, I was just submitting something. Do you know what I mean? I was helping out the process, the cause.
If you make another wrong step, we may have to take action.
Acid.
We prefer our own poison.
Okay. What poison is that?
Vodka. Yeah, we can't discuss.
Is it vodka?
You might know this, but Kanye marries a reality star in Russia. She very famous.
What's she called?
Kim Kardashian-tov. She have her own reality show, Kim Kardashian-tov's. Keeping up with the Kardashian-tov's. They're Khloe Kardashian-tov, they're Kourtney Kardashian-tov, they're Kim Kardashian-tov, Chris Kardashian-tov.
Have they got a transgender stepdad called Caitlyn Jenner?
No, because in Russia we don't have transgender.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't allow that, would you?
No. Orthodox religion give you right gender at birth.
Fair enough. What's your opinion on Stalin?
He greatest leader ever, but Putin doing pretty damn good, and good luck in the elections this weekend, Putin. Not that you'll need it, wink, wink.
Do you know, I don't know what that meant, but I'm sure it meant something sinister. Did you know Putin doesn't lay off his waste in a toilet?
So what?
He doesn't
flush.
No, he poos in a tin.
Oh, you're trying to make funny.
No, because he poos in a tin.
You're trying to make funny.
His name is Poo
Tin. I get what you're trying to do when you're trying to make funny tin. of my glorious leader.
Poo Tin. He poos in a
Look,
tin.
Look, they give me the name Beast for a reason, because I don't tolerate this sort of shit. I don't tolerate this shit, Lee.
Poos in a
Lee,
tin.
Lee, if you don't stop, I will snow on you.
He poos in a tin. Poo-tin.
Lee, I'm giving Poo you minus tin. 10 wind right now in your
tin.
Face.
He poos in a tin. Putin.
Have you finished, Lee?
Putin poos in a tin.
Oh, fuck off, bro.
Bloody hell, don't exile me.
Your defense guy, he really hurt my feelings the other day. Just said, "Oh, just go away and shut up." I was very, very sad afterwards.
Did you go and poo in a tin after?
Right, Lee, this call is over. Goodbye.
Bye. Don't forget to wipe. Oh, that was lovely. Chat.
Did you enjoy Beast from the East?
Beast from the East. However, I heard that he buys his vest from the West. So,
can't. What Western Supermare? Western is Beston.
Nice. yeah, it was a lovely little chat.
I was just surprised to hear that they had a Kanye East.
They've got an East everything there, apparently.
I mean, not. I wasn't that surprised to know that they had a Fred East.
No, same. Do you want a poem?
Yeah, let's do a poem.
This one's a bit of a rubbish one. I'm very sorry, but I thought it was a good way to tackle another current issue. We've tackled a lot of current issues today.
We've become a different podcast, really.
We have. and it's
we're
not
like
really...
the MASH report, but... we're the Smash Report, like the cheap version that doesn't have Rachel Paris.
Yeah, we're the Smashing Report.
Oh, smashy and dicey.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Ooh.
Right, okay, you ready for this poem? It's not very good, as I say. It's probably the worst one I've done, but it tackles another current issue.
Yeah, go on.
Jay-Z is going on tour with his wife to save their marriage. Isn't that nice?
Is that it? Lee, every week tells me it's all content, isn't it? And I think that is probably the biggest definition of that ever.
It is content.
It is all content. Is all... As I said the other day, I quote tweeted you, very modern me, millennial,
yeah, know how exactly. to
do social media, and I said that's what I want on my gravestone. It's all content, isn't it?
It is all content.
My death will make great content.
Your what, sorry?
My death will make great content.
Fucking well. This podcast will be better, I can tell you.
That'd be like a 10-part series. I'll make sure to leave you login when I go.
Thank you very much. It's much appreciated. That was me doing a an American from that will probably appear on the show Westworld.
Do you watch that?
I watched the first series. It was good. And when's the second
one? I watched
one?
The first episode of the first series, and I really enjoyed it. And I just didn't continue.
Oh, mate,
I do need to get into it. Yeah.
I think there's probably three, like, mind-blowing twists in it. Like, genuinely.
Hasn't Anthony Hopkins left though?
Possibly. I'm not saying.
I know he has, but yeah, it's fine. Right.
Yeah. What was I going to say? The ending, I've never wanted to watch his second series as much after watching the last episode.
Oh, shit. That's good.
It was a very good episode.
Lee, I've got a voicemail for you.
Oh, someone sent us an audio message.
Yeah, they have. I mean, you
I
can
quite
do that.
Like that. If people
nebulpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, please send a voice message in. That would be lovely. Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hello, it's Nebethy Eland here. My life's been ruined ever since you started this fucking show. I used to be the talk of the town, and now I'm not. And that's all your fault. Stop using my fucking name, dickheads. I hope 30th episode is your last. Bye.
Wow. What was his name? Nebethy
Eland.
Right. Eland. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe that's why we don't get much Twitter interaction, because they're interacting with this guy.
It's like when the John Lewis advert's revealed, and at John Lewis is some random American bloke.
Yeah. It's like Sarah Pascoe always thought that she didn't get much Twitter abuse, and then she realised people had been spelling her name with a H, and there's someone called Sarah Pascoe who's a midwife who gets loads of hate mail.
That's so funny.
I don't know how to address that.
We're not going to change the name.
No, we're not going to change it. There's nothing I can... I've got my customer service hat on now. There's nothing that I can do about it, I'm afraid. So all I can do is issue an apology from the bottom of my heart and the whole of the company. I am sorry.
Do you think you'll give them a voucher?
Not for that. I've got the power to order a goodwill... to offer a goodwill gesture, but I don't think it's...
What would your goodwill gesture be? A handshake?
No, a good...
Like when you're at school and you go and meet the headmaster for a handshake because you got enough whatevers.
Did you do fucking hell? The South.
Did you
horrible.
Not do that?
What do you mean? Did I not do that?
Did your school not have like a reward system?
Don't handshake a head teacher because you've done well. What a
yeah. You get that and a certificate.
Well, maybe a certificate, but not a handshake.
My housemaster at school, he used to do a handshake that literally would like crush your knuckles. He was in the Marines, and like it would hurt your hands so much afterwards.
He was in the Marines. He was one of those things. He was a teacher.
He left the Marines and became a teacher, but it became one of those things that, like, much like meth, I assume, it's like one of those things that it hurts, but you get addicted to it, and every time you see him, you're like, give me a fucking handshake, mate, give me one, and he'd give it to you, and your hand would hurt afterwards, but you'd feel like a man.
Yeah, fair enough. I went a bit Beatles then. Fair enough.
So I finished my picture of Barry Scott.
Hi, Barry Scott here.
I'm going to send it alongside a picture of...
Oh, I've just broke this pen. Bloody hell.
Of Barry Scott. So you got where I got the reference from.
Okay, lovely stuff. That's all right, actually. Well done.
I was actually quite proud of it. That's probably one of my better ones.
Yeah, that is definitely one of your better ones. Well done, mate. I'm proud of you.
Shall I write Barry Scrot on his neck? I'm going to do that.
Barry Scrot.
Have I got anything else for... So we've been going for a fair while now, 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we can wrap it up now, then.
I've got wrong answers only.
Should we finish on that, then? That's always quite a good place to finish.
Yeah. I'll link that up with some more plain jargon. This is just sort of homework for me. If a plane sets off on time from London Heathrow, but lands in JFK, New York.
I've been to JFK, yeah.
Have you?
To both those airports.
Oh, lovely stuff. If a plane sets off on time from London Heathrow and lands in JFK 40 minutes later than planned, are the passengers eligible for EU comp?
No, they're not, because it's 40 minutes isn't that late.
Well, there is that, and also that you can't be eligible for EU comp if it happens during the flight. If it's before the flight, you can.
I once got 500 quid back because my flight was 26 hours late.
Really? What could have Jim Bowen won?
The Lifetime Achievement Award?
No, he couldn't. Lovely stuff. I would have thought a yacht, that's what he normally gave away, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, from Bullseye. Sorry, I was trying to remember who he was. Yeah, I mean, it's been 3 days, so, yeah.
And I said, what could he have won? That was his catchphrase. Here's what you could have won.
A lifetime's worth of Haribo.
A bath filled with the jelly you get inside pork pies.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun episode. Sorry, I really lost concentration for a second.
You have, haven't you? I'll go to the next one. Finally, why...
Sorry, I thought you'd finished. That's why I was really confused.
Why am I not going to fight against Russia?
You're a coward, aren't you? You're a chicken. I'm going to put feathers through your door.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's actually because you and Vlad go way back. You went to university together.
Oh, yeah, no, it does.
He was in our semiotics class, wasn't he?
He was, can you remember that?
He knew all about signs.
And he wouldn't take that daft hat off.
I actually saw a book for semiotics in a museum today, and I almost bought it for you as like a lol uni.
Remember those days? That was our 30th episode. We covered a lot.
What have you learnt?
What have I learned?
Or what have we learned, really?
We're all as one.
Yeah, the listeners are kind of the third member. It's kind of Neb, Eel, Rest, Till. Ten Nil? I was trying to do listener backwards.
I don't know what you're saying at the minute. Are you having a stroke?
I think we learned that Russia are in the news a lot at the moment.
Yeah, they are. And Ken Dodd and Jim Bowen and The Hawk.
We did quite a relevant episode, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I was quite... Yeah, we did. And covered Jay-Z and Beyonce's tour and everything.
Yeah, it's almost as if we read papers this week.
Exactly. It almost is.
Almost.
Almost.
Next week, 31... that's going to be a fun one for December and January lovers.
What was that? Sorry, I wasn't listening to you.
It's going to be 31 episode next week.
Oh, 30. Yeah, 31. So, yeah, this is for the other days of the month.
Yeah.
Other months of the year. I'm tired.
I'm tired as well. It's Saturday as well. Right, yeah, let's end this.
Good day!
Bye!
Tati bye!